Now on Money News, Roger Montgomery, talking trade.
And Roger Montgomery joins me here every Tuesday night, talking the stock market, talking all sorts of things. Tonight, Roger, though, of course, you've got the situation in Christchurch. I should say again, repeat, Kevin Rudd gave you this number earlier, should give it to you again. People concerned about those in New Zealand right now should give a call to 1-300-555-135. That's 555-135. Okay, I'll give it to you from the start again, 1-300-555-135. Roger, it's always an interesting thing. I've been watching, and you've been watching this for the last few weeks as well,
sure.
The oil price.
Yes.
And both of us have got a very strong view. I know that we've both got a similar view, maybe for different reasons, that the oil price long-term has got to go up.
Yes. Well, we've been talking now for a couple of weeks about why that might happen.
Yes.
One being that most of the international energy agencies responsible for monitoring oil supply globally have said that peak oil, the idea that the per day barrel production of oil peaked, that occurred in 2005, 2006.
The truth is there's plenty of oil out there, but
sure.
It's at what price you can bring it out.
We're talking about the persistence of cheap oil and how long that will exist.
Correct.
For.
So BHP Billiton today comes out yep. and says that after having said last week that it wasn't going to go and pursue any acquisitions, goes and buys a North American shale gas operation for
sure.
$5 billion.
Yes.
That doesn't sound like they're not making any acquisitions, does it?
No, it sounds like that they're all positioning themselves for this. You know, the reality is that the oil price, the days of oil being below a dollar, petrol being below a dollar a litre are gone. We could, in fact, see oil petrol prices head towards $2 a litre in the next couple of years.
But the truth is also that right now, because of the issues that are taking place in Libya, concerns yep. as to whether Saudi Arabia gets dragged into it. As we spoke to Jamie Penn, the chief commodity analyst at ABARE, just a little while ago, there is some sentimental reasons as to why oil prices have spiked to two-year highs in just a very short term. What you and I are talking about is a much, much longer-term issue.
And these short-term issues, and I mentioned it to you, I think it was 3 weeks ago, we talked about Tunisia, and then we talked about Egypt, and Egypt was happening at the time.
Yes.
And I remember saying to you, I think my exact words were, revolutions are like dominoes, and they tend to topple over. And so all of the fascist regimes in the Middle East and elsewhere in the world, as we get these severe weather patterns causing problems with the production of food, and food prices go to record highs, and that's what we're seeing at the moment. People can't bear it anymore, and regimes topple.
But
so
that causes
Libya is not the last one.
But that causes instability, and that's one other
exactly.
reason why oil
prices
do go
high. That's the short-term reason why the oil price is higher.
True, but then you've got to look at the longer-term reason.
Yeah.
You're looking at the next 20 years of people's lives. Until there is a genuine replacement for fuel in engines, you really have got the prospect that fuel prices have got to move higher and people have got to adjust their lifestyles or their
yeah,
standard of living,
absolutely.
Or the technology has got to change fundamentally.
Well, I'll tell you what concerns me. We had one of the worst global coordinated recessions we've ever seen as a result of the global financial crisis.
Correct.
Despite that, the oil price hardly dropped below $80 a barrel.
Well, it did go down to 50.
Yeah, but that was right during the
And it had
peak.
Come from 150.
Exactly.
So it's a bit like something going from 10 down to 3.
Well,
same sort of thing.
But
it didn't go down to 12. What you're saying is it didn't go back down to 12.
No, and the US is still in recession. They're just emerging from it now. The price hadn't dropped much below, in its recovery, hadn't dropped below $80. And you've got a new emerging force in the demand of oil, and that's China. Now, we're talking about having something like, I can't remember how many million cars we're going to have on our roads
that's
in the
right.
next
you,
30
years.
That's
right. You talked about this last week, where it's going to be almost
15...
as many cars as the rest of the world combined and all that type of thing,
yeah, well,
which is
well,
bizarre.
China's going to, in the next 20 years, we're going to see 70 million additional cars
on
their
road.
All
right, so if you're sitting there and investing right now, okay, and you're sitting there thinking about this for the long term, and this is a big issue for you.
Sure.
Where would you go? Would you go to those big oil majors? I mean, the one opportunity that people hadn't probably missed is when the Gulf of Mexico disaster happened, the people in the very midst of that should have gone out and bought BP shares at under £30 a share.
Sure, sure. That was probably one of the great
opportunities.
An easier one, and I've been talking about this throughout last year here on your program, Ross.
Yes.
A little company out of Western Australia called Matrix Composite and Engineering.
That's right.
You might remember I said that they make buoyancy devices for the drill bits that connect the seabed drill hole to the floating oil rigs.
There's a few companies like this. There's a couple in Britain that I can remember from when I was living out there as well. Oil services companies actually do very well when everybody's trying to drill a whole bunch more oil.
Well, get
this.
Matrix Composite and Engineering have 40%. They're based in Perth, based in Western Australia. They have 40% of the global market share of manufacturing these particular buoyancy devices, which is enormous. And they're arguably got the best quality product. Now, their share price, since we've talked about it, their share price has tripled. And I still think they're below their estimate of intrinsic value.
Well, that's pretty good. Hmm. But then that taps into the service side of the oil industry. If you were going for a pure oil play, how would you go about doing that?
Well, the problem that you've got with doing that is that sometimes you can have the oil price going up, the oil price goes up, and yet a company may not have any oil. So it might be just exploring. What I like about Matrix is they don't care whether the people find the oil or not, whether other companies find the oil or not, they're supplying the picks and shovels to them.
The next time we talk, we're going to talk about those who do have the energy and do have the oil, because I want to try and pick your brains to which you think are the very best sources of energy. Okay. BHP, is it Woodside, is it Santos? Who's got it in Australia?
Let's do that next week.
And what should you buy?
Okay.
Roger Montgomery joins us here every Tuesday, talking the market.